Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Vayelech Shoivov. Even if a person is already Shoivov, we went through already Shmois Ve'eraboy B'shalach, you could still be Chirei Adiyam. Tevi Makayim, and Mischazik, and Shoivovim. The prophet, Shabbos Kubishvat, Agrois the Shabbos. Vayehi B'shalach, the Medrash says, Vayehi is the Lashon Vay. And the Medrash says, Machloikes Tanoim, who was saying Vay? Either Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Vay, or Pari was saying Vay. If Pari was saying Vay, the pshat is, he was saying Vay on B'shalach. What's the pshat? The pasuk says that the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. And in the end, they were only, the Koshi Yashiva was only 86 years. And we explained last time already that the pshat is that Midas Hadin, Elohim is Midas Hadin is 86, and the Yidden was supposed to have 5 times Midas Hadin, 430, 86 times 5 is 430. But in the end, they went out early. They went out only after 86 years of Koshi Yashiva. Kois is also 86. So they went out, instead of having 5 Koisois of the Sheba, it's 5 times 86, they only had 1 Kois. And therefore they went out, and when we go out, we have Arba Koisois. B'shalach is Gematria with the letters 344. Shmad, that's 4 times 86. They went out, Pari was krechting on the 344 years that they went out early. They only had the Koshi Yeshiva of 86, and Pari is saying Vai on the B'shalach years. It's a murder gazach. The Haggadah says that based on a pasuk in Yeshaya that in the every market that they had in Mitzrayim, there was 5 times as much in the Yam. And therefore, that we said, the Machlokes Tanaim would bring the Haggadah, either there was 10 markets in the, because it's Etzba, 10 is Etzba, and the Yam is, I'm sorry, Etzba Likim is the market, and then the Yam is Yoda Gedolah, so it's 5 times more. And in each market is 4 or 5, the whole Cheshbon. There's a murder gazahar. Paroi deserved 10 markers. Vaisai, he deserved 10 markers. That's for the 86th years of Shibud. But really, there was supposed to be 430 years of Shibud. So really, he deserves a bigger punishment. But he has a good excuse. I didn't give them that Shibud. But then he runs after them in Yamsuf. He's Megaladat that he wants to continue the Shibud. He's not Mephuyas, but he was Megaladat that he wants. So he was Megaladat that Nitzido, he would have done the other 4 Yodos also. So in the Yam, he deserves 5 times as much Marcus. In the Yam, he deserves 5 times as much Marcus because he was Megaladas that he was holding by giving them all of that punishment. On the other hand, the Medrash says, Vayehi B'shalach Pari, Vayehi is Lashon Vay, that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Vay. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a krecht eye. That the Yidden think B'shalach Pari at Ta'om, the Yidden think that Pari sent them out. They're not. There's a chesaron here in the Nakuda of realizing that it's Kuloi Me'eis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the emesis is a Nakuda that when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, it was Hakol B'his Eiris Melamal. The emes, they were at that stage still B'mem Tashari Tum, and the Rebbein Shloilem Mitzad Hizis Eiris brought them out. And that's why Pari is still running after you. If Ra is running after you, it's because you're attached to it. If you were mitnatek from it in Gansin, it wouldn't be running after you. Taka by Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Yidden were Maisa Nefesh, and they made the Yitzias Mitzrayim Mitzad their Chelik. That's why Kriyas Yamsuf is not just an entity of itself, it's a Chelik of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Gemar of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Pshat is because then, the Yidden are doing it on their own, and Mitzad them, they're putting in their Avoida into the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, "Vachamushim alu bnei Yisrael meres Mitzrayim." There's many pshatim. Rashi says, "Chamushim is only 1/5 because 80% of the Yidden died in Makas Choshech." There's other pshatim in the Rishonim, Klei Zayin. The Sfasema says, and others from say this also, that Chamushim is a lashon of Chamishim, and this is based on the fact that in the Zohar it says that Yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the Torah 50 times. You have to know what's the next of that is Muzkar Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it's mentioned 50 times. Because there was really 50 Yitzias Mitzrayims. And we spoke the other week that there was 4 levels. There was Vaitzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakati, which is different levels of Yitzia. But over here there's more. There's 50 levels of Yitzia. Because each day afterwards, they went out to the 50 Madregas, but then each day, for Matan Torah, is the process of the 50. That's Vachamushim, Olu, Bnei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It was all part of this process of an Avoida of not only going out of Mitzrayim, but taking the Mitzrayim out of them. Yeah. There's a Rashi in the end of Parshat Shlach that says by the Parsha of Tzitzis, why are there Shmoy Nechutim Batzitzis? So Rashi says Shmoy Nechutim Batzitzis is connected the Shmoy Neyomim from Yitzias Mitzrayim until Kriyas Yamsuf. As I said, Rashi, Shmoy Neyomim, the Shmoy Nechutim is connected to Shmoy Neyomim. And the Mefarsh Rashi asked, L'chari, there were 7 days. It was from Tetzvav Nisan, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, to Chaf Aleph Nisan, Shvi Shal Pesach, which corresponds to when there was Kriyas Yamsuf, whether it was at night or by day, and exactly when it was. There's a big tumult in the Rishonim. We're going to talk about it also. But L'chari, it's 7 days. Why should it say 8 days? So there's one shot that the Yitzi already happened on Yudalad Nisan, because they already shechted the Karban Pesach, and they prepared the Karban Pesach, and that's already a chelik of the Yitzia. Another shot is, there's a big arichas to this, but just the etzem nekuda, the Mitzriim have a different schedule than Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, Tchilas Halayla is when it enters a new day. Tchilas Halayla. In modern Western civilization, Chatzos Layla is when they render in a new day. That midnight is when we call it, it's a new day, the new day of the week, a new day. In Mitzrayim, it was Chatzos Hayoyim. Chatzos Hayoyim is when it entered a new day. And therefore, Yitzias Mitzrayim on one hand started from Chatzos in the Mitzri Cheshbon, it was a different day, but then they transitioned and became Yidden, so it's Nechshav as another day, and therefore you get Taka 8 days. This is very interesting because by Pesach, a lot of the dinim of Pesach start already from Chatzos Hayoyim of Yudalit. Chatzos Hayoyim of Yudalit is not just Erev Pesach, it's a ber. The Isser Chametz Doiraisa starts from Chatzos. Nor we don't eat matzah yet because Kol Oichel Matzah Erev Pesach. So matzah comes in afterwards. But the Mamash Doiraisa starts from Chatzos. Lo Yishamanu, Lo Yireinu Dover Kazeh. Ad kedekach, there's a pasuk in Parshas Bo. It says Ad Yoyin Ma'echad Be'esrim Bo Erev Toich Lumatos. What's the Adgosha? Ad Yoyin Ma'echad Be'esrim Bo Erev Toich Lumatos. There would have been a havlin, and maybe Pesach also ends on the Mitzvah in Cheshbon. It should end on Chaf Aleph by Chatzos Hayoyin. So the pasuk says no, we became Yidden. So it goes back on the Yiddish Cheshbon. Ad Yoyin Ma'echad Be'esrim Bo Erev. But there was this transition, and that's why I would think it's 8 days. The Ma'aseh and the Mefarshi Rashi over here, they say that there's a different gear. So Rashi over here says that there's one chur of Tchelet that reminds you of Shemayim, and then the Shiva Chutei Lavan of Tzitzis is connected to 7 days. It was a Girsa mistake. It had said Shin, and someone thought it's Shemayim. It's really, and it's a part of that same Rashi. Rashi is bringing the birthday from Rav Moshe Adarshan. He says there's one Chod of Tchelos, which that's a separate Shmuz. If there's one or four or two, but like Rashi, there was one and seven. That's a Shaila how you put Tchelos. But Rashi says Tchelos is one Chod. The Shiva Chutei Lavan is connected to Shiva Yamim. So that will be a different Girsa, of course, in the Rashi over there. The Pasuk says, Vayikach Sheish Meis Rechav Bachor. So there's an interesting Maram Shif in the end of Baba Kama, I think. He brings Vayikach Sheish Meis Rechav. Rechav is 222. And if you take 6 from Rechav, 222 minus 6, then you're left with Bachor, which is 216. Nice. If you take 6 from Bachor, then you're left with Rechev. But what? Akhan Lashon, Ram Shif. 216 is Gevura. Gevura is Gematria 216. As opposed to Chesed, Chesed is 72. 3 times Chesed is Gevura. There's a Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei, which brings the concept that's brought down many times in the Zohar and in other Sfarim, but Rashi brings it in Sukkah Daf Mem Hei, that there are 3 psukim in Parshas Beshalach, Vayisa, Vayovoi, Vayet. All 3 of these psukim, Vayisa Malach Hashem, Vayovoi, and Vayet, Perek Yudalit, psukim Yutes, Chof, and Chofalus, all 3 of these psukim have exactly 72 letters, and these 3 psukim spell out 72 separate, different 3-letter names of Hashem. Now, I'll pick up all of this. 2 ways to do it. Either you do all 3 psukim ala seder, meaning the first letter of Vayisa, Vayavi, Vayet, would Lamashal spell out a word with the letter Vav, 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 and then you go to the next one, would be a Yud. also with the yud yud yud, actually the second one, and then v'chulei. Although the more standard way, the way Rashi and Sukkah brings it, is that the middle pasuk vayova is supposed to be read backwards, meaning for sure vayisa and vayet is yosher, and the shaila is if vayova is hafuch or yosher. The truth is there's both eifanim, and if you want to know that parshas vayomer in Kriyishma has 72 words, and each word corresponds to the oifan of doing it yosher yosher yosher, and the first half of Ahayim Shemaya also has 72 words, and they are supposed to do it yosher hafuch yosher. But Rashi there brings the we say they used to say in the Beis Hamikdash Ani V'Hoy Yoshia No. Rashi brings that Ani V'Hoy are two of these 72 letter names. Now it's 72, but together it's all together. It's Bachur, it's Gvura, it's Yira, it's 216. The three pesukim together are this inyan, and Shtel Tzichfor, that's what the Maram Shif was alluding to. Vayavar Hashem Alpana Vayikra. Vayavar, the word Vayavar itself is broken into Ayin Beis and Reish Yudvav, which is the Chesed and the Gvura. Vayavar Hashem Alpana Vayikra. By that is Galus. Moshe Rabbeinu sees that as Kula Hashem Echad. That side the Gvura and side the Chesed is really one. You have side the Ayin Beis and side the Reish Yudvav. A lot of the Sforim talk about that. They're getting closer to the Kriyas Yamsuf. The pasuk says, "Vayar Yisrael asayod hagadoyla," a lashon of seeing with the eyes. "Vayiru ha'om moira," and then finally, after that, "Vayaminu." Frekta Nesiva Shalom, and many Sfarim talk about this concept. Emuna after Re'iyah, then first comes Emuna. Emuna l'chayra is before Re'iyah. It's the leap of faith. It's the Emuna before you have mamish Re'iyah. And he says, "No, there's that madrega of Emuna also." But there's Emuna b'moyach, there's Emuna b'leiv, and then there's even more Emuna b'chol ramachei varach, kol atzmoy setimara. There's a darga of Emuna that comes even beyond. The darga of Emuna that Klal Yisrael reached by Kriyas Yamsuf was beyond the Vayar and the Vayiru. They got actually to then a madreg of ve'emunoscha b'leilois. There are two nights, ve'emunoscha b'leilois is beiv leilois. There are two nights that shtel devek the yisoid of Emuna. The Laila of Kriyas Yamsuf and the Laila of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Emuna comes from these two Laylas. And if you'll notice, it's very interesting, a lot of Vinyonim in Parshas B'Shalach have to do with the Hadgosho of Emuna. Emuna and B'Tochen, the Emes I saw, interesting word that says, V'Hamayim Lohem Choymo. V'Hamayim is Gematria Emuna, and Lohem is Gematria B'Tochen. Mayim Lohem Choymo. The Choymo is V'Hoyo Lohem. Hamayim Lohem Choymo. The Emuna and the B'Tochen is our Choymo. But Bechlal, first of all, the end of Parshas B'Shalach, it says that the amount of Pesukim are 116, and there's always a remez for the Mispar of Pesukim, and the remez for Parshas B'Shalach is Yad Emuna. Yad Emuna. Now why Yad Emuna? Why Yad? What Yad? I mean, so the Gematria is with Yad. Yeah, okay. Yad Emuna is that you have in the Parshah Vayar Yisrael, as a Yod HaGadoyla, and also at the end of Melchemes HaMolek, Vayihi Yodov Shel Moshe Emuna Ad Boy HaShemesh. There's a Yad Emuna. Also the Mon. The Mon. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Yisrael, Mon Hu. Mon Hu is Emuna. Parshas B'Shalach is Kuloi Mitchilos Yad Soifoi. Yad Emuna. The Gemara says in Makis, Bo Chavakuk Ve'emnidon Al Achas Ve'tzadik Ve'emunoso Yichye. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, Sheva Yipel Tzadik Ve'kom. So what's the become if there were seven nefilos? What's the become? The emuna, the tzaddik b'emunasa yichya. A person can have all the nefilos. We spoke last week about the nun test, shari tumah already, that we have in this door, that the Orachayim HaKadosh doesn't know about. The nun test, shari tumah, but it could be the yipo, but the become, and the Pasuk says the Mishnah, on the other hand, faked, the Rosh is yipo ba'achas. The ba'achas is vital with the emuna. Ad kama that a person is more behirus in his emuna, is certainly another way of being mismoided with what our generation is confronting. A person has to make himself a Kriyas Yamsuf. The Prashas Drachim, as we know, speaks barichas about the Indian where the Klal Yisrael has a din of a Yisrael or a Ben Noach, I'm talking about before Matan Torah, the Avos and the Bnei Yisrael, until Matan Torah, what status they have if they have a din of a Yisrael or a Ben Noach. And of course we know the Parashas Drachim, his Derech HaLimud is first to sell that it's a Machloikas Achroinim, Ba'arichos, and then Boy Vaita, that it's Rishonim already handled this Machloikas, then it's a Machloikas Tanoim, and at the end, the Boy Zishtikl, that it's a Machloikas Yosef and the brothers, Ki Yadua. We mentioned it a lot of times in these parashas, but in Bereshit Barichos, there's a shtickle that's negated. This week's parasha, he brings, the Medrash says, the Sori Shalyam, and the Samach Membem, has came to the Rabbi Shalom and says, Halolu Evdi Avoy Dezorah, Halolu Evdi Avoy Dezorah. So why should we save them? Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the lesson of the Medrash. Shoyte Sheba Oilom. Shoyte Sheba Oilom. Klumato Dan Shoygi Kemezid Vo'oynis Kerotzoy. There's a chiluk between oynis and mezid and shoygi kerotzoy. So the Parashas Drachim tells, what's the lashon shoyte shema oilam? What's this adgosha? Shoyte. And also the double lashon shoyte kemeid and oynis kerot. So that's the Parashas Drachim, classic style Parashas Drachim. By Klal Yisrael, there's a chi of mesiras nefesh for avodah zarah, even by oynis. But a ben noach, the Sugin Sanhedrin, doesn't have that chi of mesiras nefesh. On the other hand, a ben noach is chayiv even by shoygik. Yisrael has a ptur of shoygik. Now, be'emes, the Bnei Yisrael are falling in the Mem Tashari Tumah, have both the Rutzim. Side that they were Oynis and side that they were Shoigik. So, Mamonashav, they have a Ptur. Came the Samach Mem and he says he wants to dan the Mechumra of Beidah side. Mitzad that they have a Ptur Oynis. No! Chumra! Dinim Yisrael. The Ptur of Shoigik. That's be Machmer, Dinim Kizanoyach. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoiter. The Gemara says, it's Yoshami, the Gemara Chulin. That someone that's noyig lechumra lekan lekan is a shaita. So that's what the hadgosha kodesh. The samach mem was signing in the process drachim chakira that you have to go lechumra both. That's one of the stuff of the process drachim. Also, he read the door that you go lechumra both better. But that was the samach mem. The avis says back, no shaita shabaylum. Either there's a ptur oynis or there's a ptur shaygik. Of both, both avada you can't have as an issue. Now, if there's permission, in the Parashas Drachim, you see this Derech Halima, that this Vikuach was Viter and Viter, Sushoinim, Achroinim, the Yosef Be'etzov already alain. I want to suggest a similar Nekuda, and a different Nekuda in the Parasha. There's a Mogen Avraham, in Siman Samach Zayin, in Hilchis Krishma, he brings that if a person says, Oz Yoshir, he's Mekayim the Din, of the mitzvah's essay of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know there's a mitzvah's essay of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Laman Tizkar Asiyam Seifchem Yeretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha Pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. And there's a mitzvah's essay, we do it by Kriyishma, by morning and by night, twice. Mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zot the Mogen Avraham, if you say of Yoshir, and you didn't say Kriyishma, why not? You didn't say Kriyishma, but he said of Yoshir, you're Makayim the mitzvah testing of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. As I talk to Mogen Avraham. In Siman Samach Zayin. Nearly, he says, if you say, as Yoshir, mentioning Kriyas Yansuf is a kiyum of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kiva Eger, on his Agoyis in Shulchan Aruch, as well as the Chassam Sofer, in his Agoyis in his Shulchan Aruch, and actually Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Shulchan Aruch, in our Gil Yoinis, we have, he quotes, actually, if I care. Yeah, no, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes his son-in-law, Rav Moshe Avbezin Pressburg. Rabbi Kiva Eger and his Shulchan Aruch actually quotes the Kasha from the Chassam Sofer. In our Shulchan Aruch, we have already the Goyoinis. Sorry, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings the Kasha side of Chassam Sofer. The Luchar, they argue on the Magen Avraham that it's not true. That you're only Yoitza mitzvah's essay of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim if you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim proper. Kriyas Yamsat is a Zachatif Ne'atma. It's not Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, what happened on Leil Tzevach? The emes is, Azoy Yishtarak Meduyik also in the Rambam. I wanted to say Chiddush Amol, very big Chiddush. The Rambam's mashma, you know, there's another mitzvah's essay. That's only like once a year. A mitzvah's essay to be Mesaper Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Tzevach. And what the differences are between the mitzvah of Zechir and the mitzvah of Sipur is not for today's discussion, but it's a separate mitzvah. The Rambam is mashma that the mitzvah of Sipur is to mention things that happen on Leil Tzevach. So some people read it differently. It means that the mitzvah is to do it on Leil Tzevach. But if you look at the Lashon Rambam, mitzvah l'saper nisim shenasu la'avoseinu b'Leil Tzevach. the nisan that happened for them on El Tetzvot. You know, we spend most of the time, I say, they're talking about the Eser Makis, which happened an entire year prior, Kriyas Yamsa, which happened after. The mitzvah said, Imadish, the Yitzhiya was the nisan and the voice that happened on El Tetzvot. Zayin Mashmah. Behold, if you're going to be kveli, the chesavi, they're telling that for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, you have to lahed your madgish Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Only mentioning Kriyas Yamsa is not a kiyum of the mitzvah. There's a big arichas there in the Achroinim. You know, you could be madgir that Avad the Kriyas Yamsa is the gemar of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. It's not an entity by itself. We mentioned in the beginning of this year that, you know, at that point, the Yidden was only Yisrael Malamal, it wasn't Bir Avoida yet. It's also a deed of Lashon HaPasuk. Vayoysha Hashem, Vayoyim Hahu, Es Yisrael, Yad Mitzrayim. And I heard once a nice shot, because until then it was Evet Shabarach. Evet Shabarach, the rabbi could come after him. By Kriyas Yamsa, it was Mitzah Sa'adon. You go out the Shikra, Mitzah Sa'adon. That's the Gemara of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. And therefore, maybe that could be the Mokan Avram, that it suffices to only mention Kriyas Yamsa. But I wanted to suggest the chiddush. I'll be the derech halimud of the process drachim. We see it's a machloikis. Morgan Avram and Rabbi Kiveger. Maybe it's already an earlier machloikis. A machloikis like this. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yidden Bizas Mitzrayim, and he told them, "Please take the Bizas Mitzrayim." And the lashon is, it says, "Shelo yoymar esay tzadik va'avodim ve'inu esim kiyamte behem." The Rabbi Yisrael says, "I have to give you the Biza in Mitzrayim. I promised Avraham, and he's going to come with kindness." Fret the Goyin, and a lot of Achronim ask this, Hashem has to give us Biza in Mitzrayim because he promised Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu is going to come with kindness and complain. He promised Avraham Avinu, so Sukkot. Why? Only because Avraham Avinu is going to complain. So there's a Mahalach, it's Meyuchas to the Goyin, other side also. The Emet, there was also Biza by the Yam. It was also Biza by the Yam. And the MS, let me already say it with the Niggun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds like the Mogen Avraham. That Kriyas Yamsuf is B'mahut Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. And therefore, the African Yetzir Ruchush Gadol, that he's going to give them a Biza in the Yam, is a Kiyum of his Avtocha. And he does not have to give them Biza in Mitzrayim. Because suffice it that he gives them Biza in the Yam, the Rabbi Yisrael holds like the Mogen Avraham. But he says, I have to give you Biza in Mitzrayim also. Avraham Avinu is going to say Chaz V'Rab Kveger, that the din is that only Mitzrayim Alein is the Yitzhiyah, and the Bezunder has to be a beast in the Mitzrayim Alein. So the Rebbe is saying, I myself will not, right? Avraham is going to come to Ayin Avinu Kveger. But the Mahus of the Shaila is Kriyas Yamsuf a entity in of itself, or the Gemar of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim? Yeah, getting back now to the beginning again, as the Mitzrayim are coming, Vayosar es Oifan Markevoisov. I heard once Akasha, Oifan, Lechor the Merkava, had four wheels. And Oifan is Lashon Yochid. He should have removed all of the wheels. So this is a big Yisoid. You know, if you have a puncher, you have a one flat tire, and the Gantadach gave it. It's a Musar Haskel. I want to figure out what exactly you have to learn from this. But you need to be geklopt von alle Seiten. It has to stim. You clap yourself on one and one egg. This river. It's not going to happen. Although I saw once a different shot that oifan might mean not the wheel. It means the steering wheel, the hanhoga of the merkava. If they had it in those days, well, yeah, the name. Get back to parsha. Uveruach apecho ne'er mumayim. The Targum says chakim umayo. What was the chokhma? What was the gebaldike chokhma in the mayim? So I once wanted to say pshat. You know, the mayim, it says yechleim ha'kakash tzolul ha'kaiferes and yidmu ka'oven. Rashi says there was three madregas: toiv sheba mitzrim, the beinanim, the rishoyim. So the mayim is giving out this mishpat. There's a chokhma in the mayim. The mayim knows what to do. A chokhma in the mayim. L'chayra, there was only three madregas. L'chayra, every mitzri, l'fi madregas. Someone once wanted to tell me, kash is kash, eferes, eferes, and avonim is harvi madregas. But ken lo mechlal, and kash, and eferes, and heaven. It's three digmois. Yedin mitzri at bakum. Bazundra, the yisurim of how much going up and down. Lefi, not just Shovish Madregas, but over Kol Mitzri Gavitzri. A Gavaldika Chochman the Mayan, he had the Mitzri of Fakumin. His Darga. From the words Oz Yashir, which is the beginning of Shiras Hayam, which there are dinim in Shiras Hayam in the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah has to be written differently with a tzura of Shira, is a machloikis. What's the last pasuk of the Shira? A lot of Rishonim learned that the last pasuk in the Shira is Hashem Yimloich Loilam Voiv, the Gemara of the Shira. But other Rishonim say no. Machloikis Rishonim. The next pasuk till the end of the parsha, Kivosos Pari Baruch Bev Farashov, is that a chelik of the Shira? Then ask me, and he'll say the Torah. If you write the pasuk of Kivasus, Paroi, Arich Lagavavek, you write the Torah of Shira. In Psuke de Zimra, we say Hashem Yimlech Loilam Voya twice, and then we say it also in Targum. The pasuk is the reason we say over Hashem Yimlech Loilam Voya twice, because the Gemar, you double over, you say a double lashon. So the Master Shekel asks, and he'll just. Psuka de Zimra, but he still sued that he was boided Harbe Sifrei Torah, somewhere like that, and somewhere like that. He says, L'chare Fakert, if Kivas Uspari is part of the Shira, then you should say Hashem Yimloch once, you should say Kivas Uspari twice. A lot of people think Hashem Yimloch is a pasuk was up tvei mo. No, it's because it's the Gemara of the Shira. If the Gemara of the Shira is Kivas Uspari, so then that's the Gemara. There's a idea, there's a Rashi Gittin, Tafzadi, there's a Rashi there about. Ki Mishamish Pa'arba Lashoinus, famous Yisoid in Diknuk, that ki could mean four different mashmoyas. And Rashi goes through a whole, the big Rashi, he goes through all the different, a lot of different keys. And he says on this pasuk, Kivasus Pari is Bechlal going on the next pasuk. Kivasus Pari, and therefore Batikach Miriam. So that's stark mashma that he's learning. Above all, in the big Rashi on the Tzadi, the end of Gittin. Rashi's mashma that Kivasus Pari is not a chelik of the Shira. On the other hand, it's interesting, a lot of the Sfarim talk about that the Oz Yashir has 18 psukim. It also has 18 times the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although it's exactly a shiloh, which Azkaros you count. It says Shem Avnus 3 times, it says Ko once, it says Elikei. You have to know how you work it out to get exactly to 16. But it's 18, I'm sorry. It's Keneged Shmoneh Esrei. According to one pshat, Hashem Yimloch, you say it twice to be mashlim the 18, or there's one shem in Kiva Susparik to get to the 18. There's different cheshbonos, but tzai mitzad the psukim and tzai mitzad the tevis is 18 psukim. Parshas Hamon. There's a remark in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Mem Beis. Mikzas Mekoyim is annoying to eat a mulaisa called pashtida, which is a pastry thing that it's surrounded by dough, l'chayra. Beleil Shabbat, Zecher Lemon, Shehoye Mechusta Lemal Lemata. The Rambam brings a minute to eat that. It's a place of bereka, I don't know, it's a blinch, something there. Zecher Lemon. So the Bir Aloch over there from north, yes. Zecher Lemon? The mon didn't come down on Shabbos. The Gan Zavoch, the mon came down, not on Shabbos. Elikaz. Okay, the rest of the week you had them on. On Shabbos, you need a Zecher Lemon. On Yom Tov also, you should eat this Pashtida. It's more brings the minute on Shabbos. It's Pashtida. Yom Tov has its own Menorah. The Bir Alocha brings a Pshat from the Torah Chaim and Erev in Daf Yates that it's a different Pshat. Shabbos is an Ein Olam Haba. We know best in that if you look at the davening of Shabbos, the davening of Lel Shabbos is Ata Kidashta, it's Kedushin, and it's talking about Maisa Bereshis. Then you have the Shabbos Baboiker, is Yitzmach Moshe, is Shabbos Matan Torah. And finally, by Mincha, Eta Echod, Vishimcha Echod, is Me'en Olam Haba. The Medrash says that actually to Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Beis that there are 7 different rakiyas, and one of them is where the malachim are preparing the mon for the tzaddikim osed lavoi. There's a bear of mon that's for osed lavoi. Since Shabbos is me'ein olam haba, it's not zeichel l'mon, the mon that fell in the midbar. Forget the mon that fell in the midbar didn't fall on Shabbos. The mon, this minute of the Ramah, that you're eating mon or me'ein mon on Shabbos, is that you're still into the Nakuda that Shabbos is Nein Olam Haba. And it says Bemis, by the Suda Shel of Yosan, there's besides, with the herring, you need a cracker, there's going to be mon also, the Medrash says, there's going to be. Which leads to an interesting Shiloh, a little bit about the mon. There's a question, what bracha they made on the mon. Before that, interesting, there's a big tumult in Achronim, it's the Gemara of Kedushin. Would Lo Yetzuyer, could mon be kosher for matzah, for the mitzvah of eating matzah? So there's a shaila, because what they didn't eat that first year in Mitzrayim, if they could eat from the chodesh or not. So about that tumult, could they have eaten matzah, mon? Is mon matzah? So mamish b'ktara, each one of these is a topic. Is mon made out of chamesh yisminei dogon? Matzah has its name. It has to be made from chamesh yisminei dogon. Mon is chamesh yisminei dogon. Mon is gituloi min ha'aretz. There is a sephorna that when they were malakit the mon, you weren't supposed to do it on Shabbos, because if you did it on Shabbos, you would be over ketzila when you were malakit it from the ground. Chiddush. Based on a Gemara on Shabbos, that kuzayin. Toilish Haiman, the Toilish Keshusim Ismi, the Pashtas, the Chiddush, it came from Shemayim. Another issue about mon. Matzah has to be as that kind of dough that is royally as chametz. And then you do shmira and it doesn't become chametz. But it has to be royally as chametz. Could mon be chametz? I mean, mon could be whatever you thought about, but on Pesach were you allowed to think that it should be chametz? If you were machashav that it should be chazer, would it become chazer? There's a shayim on the afroim. Could you have machshava that it should be macholas asuras? So then it's another reason why it can't be matzah. It's not royally as chametz. I mean, it could be chametz last week, but matzah has to be royally as chametz on Pesach. On the other hand, I saw some of them say it's matzah ashira, because it says v'taime ketapiches bedvash, so it's matzah ashira. But that's the problem. What does it mean? The mon was like tapiches bedvash. I thought the mon tasted like anything you wanted. Some people say that when you didn't think, it tasted like tapiches bedvash. But kach mekablani, that is a member from the Chofetz Chaim. If you ate the mon without thinking, what did it taste like? So the Chofetz Chaim said, and it's a lesson for life, but it's also his word, he said, as mitrachnish hotas nishkintam. You have to do things with thinking. As mitrachnish hotas nishkintam. So I'm asking my question again. So when did it taste like tapichas bedvash? It can taste like whatever you want. So pshat is poshet. If you thought that you wanted it to taste like mon, let's say you said it. If you said you wanted it to taste like pizza, it tastes like pizza. What if you said you want it to taste like mon? The mon is time, it's a tapichas bedvash. But that's the reason that it's going to be matzah ashira. And b'chlal, this whole shaila that you want to be yoyt the matzah with mon. When? When you think it should taste like bubblegum, then it should be yoyt the matzah. Or only if you think that it should taste like matzah. But it's nidnish poshet, the whole topic. Me'idach yizit is a nidin, what bracha you made on the mon. It's come out of the first Gemara in brachas that the bracha achroino was birchas hamozoim, birchas hazon, the first bracha al kaponim. Oh, but it's not possible what the erish the bracha was. Hamoyti lechem min hashamayim. The Bnei Soska brings, they didn't make a bracha at all. It's also lehanis min ha'olam hazeh, b'li bracha. This was from olam haba. The bracha rishayna. Bracha, according to the Gemara, says they did make a bracha rishayna. Also lehanis min ha'olam hazeh, b'li bracha. It doesn't apply by mon. An interesting stickle I saw, there's a chaya adam that handles if a person grows wheat in an otitz she'enoy nokuv that has no yinika from the karka, he has a tzad that you can't make a bracha amoyti lechem in ha'aretz. It's not min ha'aretz, it's from an otitz she'enoy nokuv. Birchas hamodim you'll make, but you can't make a amoyti. And they ask him, how could it be? The Gemara says, kol shem mevorchen olav shalish brachas achroina, you make amoyti in the beginning, it goes together. So he says, no. By the mon, they didn't make a hamoyti in the beginning, and there was a birchas hamazon at the end. I have a horror on this whole system that it tasted like anything. The Gemara Numa had the machlokes if it was only taimoy or even mamoshoy. Maisa, when the Medrash says this idea that it tasted like anything you wanted, and by the way, the Be'er Miriam tasted like any drink that you wanted, states. I mean, could the mon taste like a liquid? The Maisa, the Medrash spelled it as a Sphira. Kosov echad oimer mantil lochem lechem min hashamayim. Kosov echad oimer v'taymek etzapichas bedvash. V'kosov echad oimer v'hoyah taymek etam l'shad hashemen. So the Medrash says it's a stira. It says it tastes like three things. Either it's lechem, or it's shemen, or it's dvash. How do you answer this? Answer the Medrash. V'oteis. It tasted like anything you wanted. Lebochrim tam lechem, lezakeinim dvash, and letinoit is tam shemen. The Olam has musogim. You know, we're living in a door that there's 2,000 flavors of ice cream. And there's even bubble gum flavored ice cream, and then ice cream flavored bubble gum, and then there's ice cream flavored bubble gum. Not mama bubble gum, ice cream flavored bubble gum. Now, the Olam is a little bit nevulbal. And you see people, they have a hard time making a decision, you know? There's 42 choices. I'm always giving life, you know? The Medrash is saying, what do you mean? It tastes like anything. Or the lechem, or the dvash, or the shemen. What's the bill? A bit from it's something the musogim. I'm a first statement. The whole other sugya, Moshe Rabbeinu told them not to go out on Shabbos. So the pasuk says, "Shvu ish tachtov al yetsay ish mimkoymoy." So there's a huge machloekis rishonim. There's a din called tchum. Shitas a Rambam, the Chinuch. That is a lav doiraisa of tchumin. If you go outside Yud Beis Mil, 24,000 amos, that's the doiraisa. Yud Beis Mil, there's a lav doiraisa. And if you go out of the tchum Yud Beis Mil, you're over this iser al yeta yishmim koimoy. Mid the rabbanan they were misakin that 2,000 amos is already yosachus the tchum. That was the rabbanan that was moisa for shmirah gzeirah the doiraisa. But there's a doiraisa al yeta yishmim koimoy Yud Beis Mil. The Rosh, the Balamor. In the end of the first paragraph in Erevin, it's a big tumult. They say, no, there's no Isser Tchum in the Raisa Bechlau. This Pasuk of Al Yeti Yishmim Koyimah is Bechlau going on Isser Hoitzah, one of the Lanetes Malachas, and there's no Tchum in the Raisa. The whole concept of Tchum is in the Rabbanan. So we have a big machloikis here. Is there a Raisa, the Gedin of Tchum of Yud Beis Mil, and then granted the Rabbanan with Moisif, or the whole idea of Tchum is in the Rabbanan? Comes to Minchas Chinuch with an interesting shiloh. We know that if someone's over one of the Lanetes Malachas, besides being over the lav of Shabbos and his chorus and the skiva and on Yom Kippur the lav and on Yom Kippur his chorus, there's a lav l'sasa malacha. There's also an essay. It's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Sheish es yomem tasa maasecha uvayoyim hashvi tishbois. It's in the minyan of mitzvahs like the Rambam, like the Chinuch. There's a mitzvah essay of tishbois. So if someone is over one of the lav l'sasa malachas, besides being over a lav, he's also over the essay of tishbois. Clares the Minchas Chinuch. Remember, since we shine him on it, but the Minchas Chinuch after North here, and this week's parsha, she clares. If a person is over the doiraisa of tchumin, the doiraisa, like we said, that is a doiraisa. He goes out of Yud Beis Mil, so he was over this lav of tchumin. Careful now, tchumin is not one of the lametes malachas. It's a tanaya iser of al yetesh mim koyman. Does that iser have an essay also of tishbois, or has no shayches to tishbois? Tishbois is only to be the one of the lametes malachas. A nice chakir. Bidoimil is there, but not exactly a sushtel. Is the law called mechamer? If the oil knows mechamer, if you're over mechamer, you don't get skila, you don't get karis, but you're over a lav. Which lav? Loisasa malacha. So it is under the umbrella of loisasa malacha. It's different than tchumen. Tchumen has its own lav. Tchumen, you're not over loisasa malacha. Klar. Even like the Mishnah that the Raisa. You're over this new issue called ayetesh mekoyman. There's a huge machlokes mishnah by mechamer also. If you have an essay of tishbois on mechamer. The Mechas Chinuch wants to say it's totally zebezeh, meaning it's by from Chloe, does the essay apply to beyond, you know, the Lama test? Yesh l'chalik. You know, there's so many other dugmois. Mumra l'shabes is mumra l'cholotar kula. What if a person's a mumra, just a tchumen? And everything else is nizer and mamish. But he's a mumra to be everyone's tchumen. That's mumra l'cholotar kula. Tchumen, it's Shabbos thick enough that it's called mumra. I might tell you, Kvegra, the fact that even mumra on the Rabbanon is called mumra l'cholotar kula. Mumra l'shabes for the Rabbanon. Even for sandal in the summer, more because that there's a scientific exerid the Rabbanon that they made on Shabbos not to wear sandal in the summer because of my shoya. Rabbi Kivay has a sad that's called Mumra l'shabes. Because they were only misakin on Shabbos basis. But on the Chamer and on Tchumen, we're calling it as an essay. Who had been Akum Sheshovas? You know, a guy has to be careful to be Shovas, he has to do Malacha. What if he only wants to walk out of the Tchumen? Is that easy enough, you know? I mean, you have this person that was about to be Megayer, they told him he still has one more Shabbos. He has to do Ephesus Malach, and they saw the whole time he was doing no Malachas. He said, what did he do? He said, I carried something in my pocket. He said, yeah, but there's an Eretz. He said, you don't hold it, it's an Eretz. No, tchumen. What about if this person is only oiver tchumen? This apple. And I'll tell you, okay, so I'm learning the idea. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that if a person is oiver on all lamatas malachas, and his shkoga was that he knew about Shabbos, but he didn't know that these things were malachas, so does he get one carbon or 39 carbons? He knew it was Shabbos. If you showed you that you didn't know it was Shabbos, or you didn't know the concept of Shabbos, or you didn't know that you thought it was Tuesday, so that's one answer. Even if you did Chayrish and Zerayah and Kosev, your mistake was you thought it's Tuesday. What if you know it's Shabbos, but your mistake was you thought Chayrish is Mutter and Zerayah is Mutter? So you can get up to 39 malachas. So the Gemara asks, if this guy is shogeg on all 39 malachas, so the yoda the Shabbos b'mai. What did he know about Shabbos? As an eskigel? That is the Ritter had the Sah. He thought that he made Kiddush on Shabbos. He thought just the mitzvah essay of Zohar. That would be a Kiddush. That's already enough. No, because the Gemara brings the Sah. He has to know if he's shogeg that he b'chalal didn't know about Shabbos, then it's only going to be one carbon. If he wanted to be 39 carbonos, he has to know he's a bear of Shabbos, and then he was shogeg on all 39 malachas. So what did the yegiv? So one of the truths from the Gemara gives, he knew about Tchumen. So you see, it's interesting. Tchumen is enough. It's not one of the Lama Tess Malachas, but it's enough to be considered that this is going to twist that he's going to be chayav 39 kavar instead of one. So I saw what's a cute shot. Why Tchumen? Let the Gemara say Mechamer. This guy doesn't know anything, yeah? So he lives in Derfel in the middle of the forest. He doesn't know from anything. So, punk this, he knows about Tchumen. Pshat is, he doesn't live in the city. He doesn't know Shaykh is the Yid, and he doesn't know from anything. He knows he's a Yid, otherwise that would also be a problem. If he's shogeg because he thinks he's an Ochron, then he has to know he's a Yid. But he doesn't know from anything. What does he know? There's a sign in Derfel in the forest where he lives, Atchan Chum Shabbos, says in Goyish land. What do you mean? This is the one thing he knows. That's why I picked Chumen. It's deeper behind it. Chumen, he knows. There's a sign. He never has any Shaykh with any Yid in his stuff. But there's a sign that says, Atchan Chum Shabbos. Does Vashtay say? Oh, but it's a dogma where the Chumen is going to have this. So now comes a very interesting shayla. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that if you need a shofar on a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, if you need a shofar and it's a way, and the only way to get it is by being over a malacha, you're not allowed to be over, you're not allowed to be roichav agavi behema, you're not allowed to be shot up in imam, a whole list of things you can't do to get the shofar. Frek the Gemara, why not? Efe doich aloysa say. So the Gemara says, because ain't efe doich aloysa say the essay. The issa malacha on yontif is a loysa say and an essay. Since it's loisa desi, ain't it a loisa desi? Hell is. One of the things it says in the Mishnah is not to go out of the tchum. And avada over there, it means even the tchum the rabbanon, even 2,000 amos, you're not allowed to go out. Because once chazal made it the rabbanon, shvus, hemidu, the reim, makam tayr. The pel is frektim and cheskin, but under this, amir de gazach. Why is there an essay by tchum? And he says, Mamash, opposite what you would have thought. Loit the Rishonim that there's no concept of Tchum in the Reis at all. So the whole concept is in the Rabbanon. It's possible that when the Rabbanon created this concept, they said it's also Asur Duan Yontif. And it's also mid the Rabbanon, a lava and an essay. Treat it like anything else. But if you learn that the Emes, the concept of Tchum is in the Reis, and there's a 12,000 mil, a Yudbeis mil, 24,000 amma, Shir mid the Reis. And if you learn on that the Reis doesn't have an essay, only a lava. So then Avada went with the Rabbanan, they made the din of Tchumen. Also, it should only have a lav and not an essay. And it should be Esed Echaloisi. Grab your laugh, but it's not the Idna. That's anyways a kash on the Gemara. You know, as you're walking out of the tomb to get the shofar, you don't have the shofar yet. L'chari Esed Echaloisi is only the Idna. It's a nice kasha. The Rishonim has the kasha. That's a kasha on the Gemara there. Rabbi Natan, Sefer Yoshua says the Teret. Morgan Avram brings it. Because Tzorchei Rabin, the mitzvah of the Rabin, could be doit a few slavid. A stickle Teret. But whatever it is, the Gemara says the reason you don't get Esed Echaloisi is because there's a lot of essay. Tchumen doesn't have that, so it's a big tumult. But after the kach, when this the Yeshua Yankin had a biyuk in the Rambam, brings a hilchos shofar. They can now let it be over any the rabbanon to get the shofar, and he gives a whole list. He skips tchumen. He pushes with mashna tchumen. He quotes the whole mishnah step for that case. He wants to say in the Kanami the Rambam l'shitosoi. That's where holds tchumen have their raisa, but the Rambam l'shitosoi holds tchumen their raisa. So and there's no essay. And obviously under the rabbanon also there's no essay. So taka essay by chaloisin. You're allowed to look at the tchum. You know, that's what he passes like the Rambam. You're allowed to walk out of the tchum because it's only the Rabbanon and there's only a lav, not an essay. And the essay, the Rabbam of Shofar, is doicher the lav. You're allowed to walk out of the tchum with the Rabbanon to get the maybe even a deraisa. Maybe even you can go out of the tchum deraisa. Yeah, essay the chaloisa. Chayv. Davam v'sim.